The last item on the agenda is discussion and possible action on operations contract with the cities of Carroll and Rosenberg for wastewater treatment services presented by David Collinsworth, Regional Business Development Manager, Central Basin. Mr. Collinsworth?
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, typically when we find out from a city that they're interested in going out for a proposal for operations of a wastewater facility, typically we know 30 to 60 days out that that's going to be on the streets. When that's made public, we typically then have 45 to 90 days to put together a bid package and a proposal. However, at the 1st of February, we found out about two really short, quick-fire items that were being made public, and one was to operate a wastewater plant for the city of Rosenberg, and then another one was to operate a wastewater plant for the city of Jarrell. The city of Jarrell's facility is a facility that is not constructed as of yet. They're still in final design phases, looking to the Water Development Board for some funding, and I'm pretty sure they're going to have that. So we submitted bids on both of these. We were notified from the city of Jarrell that the Brazos River Authority was selected, and we would start the process of negotiating contracts with your approval.
Tell them that Jarrell had to have that contract before they...
Mr. Kerr brings up a good point. The reason that it hit the streets so quick is because Jarrell had to apply for the Water Development Board funding, had to have an operator selected. So that's the reason that one hit the street overnight. Also, we were notified by the city of Rosenberg that they have selected to begin contract negotiations with Eco Resources. Eco Resources is headquartered in the Sugar Land area of Fort Bend County, and after we beat them with the Sugar Land operations, we felt pretty comfortable that they were going to be very, very aggressive on this one. However, we've left it on the agenda here because a lot of times what will happen is that a company can't come to terms with an agreement, so the city will choose the next contracting company, so we've left the flexibility to do that with this one as well. So if there are any questions, I'll address them at this time. Yes, ma'am.
Well, under financial impact, it said no new staff would be required for operations?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, because of our operation presence in Temple and Belton, and then what we do in Brushy Creek and in Georgetown, we have operators that drive by that proposed facility every day. And it's going to be such a small plant that it doesn't have to be manned. We're going to have someone go in on a daily basis and do series of routine checks and fill out their logs, and then they'll be done for the day. And then also those people will have SCADA callers in place, so when there are issues, it'll notify our staff and they can report to it. And that was one of the benefits of the BRA versus others, since we were already in the area.
Isn't this a cost-plus contract?
It is a cost-plus contract.
Okay. Hey, where is that plant located? Where will it be located?
The general plant will be, it'll be east of I-35, about 4 miles east of Jarrell. Steve is going to be in between the new Sontario development on the interstate and out near where the shorter cattle operation is.
Okay. So any financial projections on Jarrell?
We do have some. I just don't have them with me. But I can certainly get those for you.
Any other questions? Hearing none, would you read the resolution, please?
Yes, sir. Being hereby resolved that the Asset Management Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute a contract with the City of Jarrell and or the City of Rosenberg for operation and maintenance of their respective wastewater facilities.
Thank you very much. Chair would entertain a motion for adoption of resolution.
So moved.
Director Reed moved.
Second.
Seconded by Director Bloom. Would you please poll the committee?
Chairman Moore?
Yes.
Director Collada?
Yes.
Director Lund?
Yes.
Director Dupuit? Director Beer?
Yes.
Director Lawrence?
Yes.
Director Pena?
Yes.
Director Badiang?
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much. That concludes that business. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. So moved. Director Boone. And do I have a second?
I'll second.
Director Pena. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. The committee is adjourned at 10:28.
Yeah. Okay.